News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in Arizona for several events today, including a fundraiser, a defense roundtable, and a rally for Republican Senate candidate Martha McSally. She's running against the Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. The president campaigned yesterday for Montana Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte.
But Greg is smart. And by the way, never wrestle him. You understand that?
No. State, get that.
Any guy that can do a body slam, he's my kind.
Congressman Gianforte pled guilty of misdemeanor assault last year after attacking a reporter. Kathleen Williams is the Democrat in that race. Elections in Afghanistan's Kandahar province tomorrow are being delayed a week over an attack killing three top officials, including a police chief. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says,
"It's a tragic loss of a patriot for Afghanistan, but I don't see it having a long-term effect."
Three Americans were wounded in that attack. This is Fox News.
Another day, another dollar. Also another great morning show from your favorite bunch of early risers. Greg Budell. After this show is over, you've got another one this afternoon.
Thank God it's after my nap.
Jay Scott, you recently did some traveling and ran into some people who were somewhat different than we are. What do you think caused that?
Probably a whole lot of inbreeding.
Emily Hayes, your prediction for today's show.
Is it going to be good? Am I going to have something important to say? Probably not.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what's on your mind?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
I should have known. And Rich Thomas. How are you?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure. So much for my million-dollar smile. Stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm busy with Facebook. Take it, Jay.
Well, I'm Jay Scott, along with Emily Hayes.
It's me, Emily. And Rich Thomas.
Yeah, Greg's there posting a Facebook post, and I think we're going to go to weather next, which is coming up.
We don't have access Rich Thomas. To the hot keys.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I had to tag the buttery one in that.
What you just posted on Facebook. Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Mostly cloudy today with a high temperature in the upper 70s to around 80. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southerly later on this afternoon. I think we're dry today. Mostly cloudy tonight. If there are any showers tonight, it would be in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow, though, weather changes on the way as a frontal system approaches. Risk of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. Ahead of a cold front with a high tomorrow around 78. Cloudy Saturday night, then turning cooler back behind the front. You'll know when the front passes your area. Overnight low temperature by dawn Sunday morning, right around 50. Maybe a couple of places sneaking into the upper 40s would be the coolest morning so far. Breezy day Sunday with a cool 67 for a high temperature and plenty of sunshine. Mid-40s on Monday night. Or I should say Sunday night, Monday morning, with temperatures in mid-40s right around dawn on Monday morning. Monday's a great day with a high around 71. Excuse me. Slight chance of showers returning on Tuesday and Wednesday. What was that?
That was the fastest hand in show business.
Well.
Mine.
That's what she said. I don't know what that means. I'm like, what that means. This morning, cloudy skies. Temperature is 63. Winds out of the east at 6 miles per hour at 7:06. You know, let's talk about plumbing now. Let's change the subject and talk about our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. Because if you're having an issue this morning, perhaps you were trying to get to sleep and you tossed and turned, but you kept hearing a drip, drip, drip. And then it got louder, and then it became an obsession. Plumbing by Lukewire can help you out because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And by the way, I would suggest the whole house plumbing inspection because there were a couple of catastrophes on my street where people were away and they came home to wetness, lots of wetness, flooding in their house. One of my neighbors had the water heater in the attic corroded, and the water started leaking into the lower levels of the house, and they had to replace sheetrock, and it was just a mess. So I got the whole house plumbing inspection. That's where they check all your plumbing inside and out, up and down, and they're looking for potential catastrophes waiting to happen. You know, maybe a leak behind that that dishwasher. Who knows? Or something under the sink there. But give them a call at Plumbing by Lee Choir. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Lee Choir, 264-9666. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, let's see how the roads are doing at 707.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We remain all clear so far this morning. Everything's good on the interstate systems. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway look good as well. Not seeing anything on Taylor Road or Vaughn Road so far. And the 31s are all clear. Don't settle for less. Get the best at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. You'll get great savings and find a great selection of vehicles at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The horror classic Halloween returns to theaters in its scariest installment yet. But if you think Halloween's deranged killer Michael Myers is terrifying, don't miss next month's holiday-themed horror film, Thanksgiving. Featuring a host of terrifying sociopaths, all hell-bent on making Turkey Day a nightmare. There's Uncle Bill and his bowling ball-sized goiter. Aunt Audrey, who can't wait to tell you about the pint of fluid they took from her lower back. And most terrifying of all, Cousin Eddie, who wants to talk about politics. Thanksgiving, coming to theaters next month. This film is not yet rated, but trust me, it's not going to be pretty.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to talk to you about something that's very scary, aches and pains. You don't want to deal with those for the rest of your life. So get on the good foot and call Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbert Family Chiropractic and set up an appointment to go over your MRI. If you've got one, no cost to you to go over your MRI and talk about possible solutions for the pain that you are experiencing, whether it be from a childhood injury or an old work injury or just the general aches and pains that you're tired of having to pop a couple ibuprofen every couple of hours for. Go see Dr. Jeff Pasley, get to the root of the problem, and learn how to get well and stay well. Give them a call today, 285-8483. That's 285-8483. Learn more about them at MilbertChiropractor.com. You can even submit your new patient paperwork online. And go see them in person, Highway 14 in lovely postcard-like Millbrook. Very flexible hours, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 a.m. to noon, and then 2 to 6, Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to noon. So you can go before work, after work, or in between. That's Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
I am working on something that, and I think this will be the hour to do it. It won't take a long time, but we're going to do, there are so many animal stories in the news every day that I've been collecting them.
Yeah.
And I think we'll pick like two or three
animal stories.
Getting with Rusty to do a special thing. And in fact, I can give all of you an animal story to share.
Oh, man.
They're just making a lot of news these days.
Yeah.
Like 50 baby turtles rescued in a Burger King parking lot of all places.
No.
They wanted to have it there. A fugitive cow.
A fugitive.
Stuck in a car dealership and wrecked the place.
Yeah.
But Tip Tames, if anybody could tame a cow in a car dealership, it would be Tip Tames, right? Does it make sense?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a joke.
Is a segue.
Whatever, like, I don't
know. Segue.
Yeah. No, it isn't. Oh. I'm just mentioning that. Okay. So just to give you some examples of some of the stuff that comes in every day that we can feature on the show. But, oh, and I have good news for you, Jay Scott.
Oh? What is it?
That's fresh information of a positive nature, but that's not important.
Oh, Rich, you walked into that one.
Boy, did you ever.
Yeah, it's all over my shoe now.
I don't know. You seem to go with the flow of everything, but it's been determined that middle age, which Rich and I are currently enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the BS alarm didn't go off. That's good. starts at 47.
Okay.
So you still have seven more years to...
I, was talking to, I think it was Jeff Blake downstairs. He's like, hey, welcome to the 40 Club. I've already passed out of it by now. But I said, oh, yeah, no, now I'm, is it over the hill? He said, no, I think they pushed over the hill to 50 now.
Yeah.
I can.
That's garbage.
I can. I,
you know, well, not even 50 is over the hill. I think 51 is, but.
I thought it was. I could have sworn I remember getting birthday cards for other family members where it's like, over the hill at 40.
I remember it was like the black balloons and the over the hill balloon that had the gravestone on it.
I know, right?
Just, 40
years old, you're done. And so he said, no, I think they pushed it back to 50. I said, well, now I've got to get all those. I got to get those annual inspections in my body and stuff. He's like, nope, you have to do that until 50 as well. Hmm. The whole, you know, the thing where you drink the stuff and do the thing. And,
Yeah. That you're talking about the colonoscopy.
Yeah.
That's a lovely, lovely thing.
Oh, yeah. But he also said that that doesn't start until you're 50.
I thought that started in the 40s. Used to, I guess.
I had my first when I was 40. That's the one where the girl I was seeing at the time drove me. Uh-huh. To the place, because you had to be driven there. And
right,
yeah,
somebody had to be there with you.
Because you're out.
Yeah.
And after it was over, I felt great. So, want to go get some lunch? Okay. And she was really angry. Really angry. I said, what is up here?
Because what you said?
What could I have possibly done during a colonoscopy that has you this aggravated? And she said, do you know that when you were coming out of the anesthesia, you proposed to every nurse? In that room, I said, I don't remember doing that. So how can you be mad at me for? But women can; they have that gift if they want it.
It's powerful stuff that they give you,
but it wears off very quickly.
Women
too.
Have that gift to just be mad.
I remember
over something silly.
Oh yeah, just women. Only women get upset over silly things.
I remember asking
silly little women.
I remember asking the doctor. So when are you going to do it? He says, we already have. I said, no. When are you going to do the procedure? He says, we just did. I said, you are kidding me. In other words, I thought I was in the middle of a sentence, and they had already done it.
That happened with me in a tooth one time. They came in, and I said, are we going to pull my tooth now? They're like, we've already taken it.
It's been done.
I have one of those coming up. I'm trying to get it done on a Friday because they said you're going to need to be driven here and picked up. And you're going to need the next day off. Ouch. Sounds like fun, huh?
Dental stuff.
Can't wait for that. 7:14, although we have a great dentist, they'll say that. We got your local news, and when we come back, I have a convoluted introduction for Random Facts. Listen carefully and win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz that follows.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police say a suspect is in custody after a social media threat led to a lockdown of several Elmore County schools Thursday. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis tells us the threat was made towards Stanhope Elmore High School. Montgomery police have arrested a teenage boy after they say he brought a gun onto Carver High School's campus. Police say the teen is charged with terroristic threats, marijuana possession, and trespassing. They tell us he is not a current student at Carver High School. And city employees in Selma have learned they won't be getting paid this week due to a lack of funds. Earlier this week, nearly 70 Selma City employees were notified they'll be laid off November 5th. The Selma City Council is holding a special called meeting today to discuss the issue. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You don't have to be popular to have everyone like you.
Who are you?
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
What's our story? Well, it's not a very long story yet. We just got married.
I love working with newlyweds. Every next chapter is brand new and exciting.
Newlyweds. I still can't believe it.
And now we're buying a house. What are we doing? Thank goodness for Max, our awesome financial institution.
They had a lot on their minds already. Like I said, everything is so new. So it was my pleasure to talk them through Max's loan information and their best deals on mortgage rates.
It was so simple. Our mortgage originator was so knowledgeable and nice throughout the process.
We like to keep it simple. And Mr. and Mrs. Thomas were a joy to work with. I can't wait to see what their next chapter has in store.
I know. Maybe you could help us with a home improvement loan for a nursery?
Wait, what?
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 410580.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Mega Millions drawing at $970 million, almost a billion. Powerball at $430 million. Your odds of winning both are 1 in 88 quadrillion. That's 88 followed by 15 zeros. I say that because our buddy Lotto Dave, who's trying to help us get rich, is on the phone.
Somebody has to win it.
Well, yeah, and you're not going to win if you don't have a ticket.
Right.
That's true.
Now we have ours, right?
Two downstairs in the file cabinet.
Okay. Tonight it rolls over.
If there's no winner tonight, we'll be in the billions.
Yeah, and do you want to do the same thing? Because I'll take the Chiefs up Saturday.
Yeah, let's do 10 more.
Okay, I can do that, and I can give them to you Tuesday morning.
All right. That'd be great. We appreciate your help with this.
Thanks.
Hey, glad to do it. And I want to apologize to Emily because I sat in the truck yesterday when she come out, and I should have got out of the truck and been a gentleman, but I was just tired.
It's okay. Don't worry about that. That's fine.
We're never a gentleman to her either.
Well, you don't have to be. You work with her. Thanks.
Said the
incorrigible
Thomas Day. We're tight for 10
I understand that she will hit on you.
Huh? Yeah, she'll hit on you.
Hit.
Exactly.
She will hit on us. Yeah.
I don't think my fiance would appreciate it if I was hitting on people.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for checking in with us. We've got to run. We're tight for time here because we have the Duncan and Some Predictathon coming up. But we appreciate you, all you're doing to help us become, like, really, really rich.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
October 19th is Evaluate Your Life Day. No, thank you. Way too depressing. What other holidays? New Friends Day. I haven't made any new friends in decades. Oh, it's Seafood Bisque Day.
Oh!
Too salty for my high blood pressure. Oh, here we go. Say Goodnight Day. And saying goodnight is the only good part of Evaluate Your Life Day.
And now, all I know is life sucks without a daily dose of...
And random...
Yes! Squeezing it in there.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Did you know? That's nice. Thanks for the accent.
I love a hand clap.
Well, we all know that Texas Instruments... Mm-hmm. rejected the calculators.
I had one of their originals, $124 in 1970.
Okay. Well, they've done a lot more than that. In fact, only 3% of their annual revenue comes from those calculators. Texas Instruments invented the silicone transistor, the semiconductor, transistor radio, and whatever TTL chips are. They're also 192nd on the Fortune 500 list with a worth of $100 billion. And only 3% of that comes from those calculators.
How about that? Yeah, they were expensive little boogers, weren't they?
Those calculators. But it was amazing to have something that could do all those calculations for you. Help me, I was the official scorer in our bowling league, so I could compute averages and everything was great.
You're a calculator yourself, usually.
I have a pretty good brain for basic math.
Am I right that in schools now they let kids have calculators, and so they don't have to do long division anymore, and they don't have to do the quadratic equation?
I think like middle school and beyond, but I think they have to know the process of long division, all that stuff.
Yeah, they still have to learn how to actually...
to draw the little house.
Yeah, they still have to learn actually how math works and how to do math, but once it gets up into crazy higher grades and stuff like that, you bring a calculator.
By the way, to my math teacher who told me that learn the quadratic equation because you're going to use it in life. No, I'm not. I've never had to use the quadratic equation.
There was always the other rule was, hey, sometimes you need to know how to do this because sometimes you're not going to have a calculator.
Oh, boy, were y'all wrong. Coach Seymour.
Do you know that these things can do measurements now?
Yes, isn't that amazing?
They're a level. They can also be a level, like you know what I'm talking about, by a level.
The photo mode there's a ruler with the photo mode, and I can measure this length of the
That's amazing.
Computer just by look the thing looking at.
You can measure.
Show me how
phone.
To do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
yep.
Oh, now come on.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Some of our listeners with great imaginations may do something with that. Not me. I'm much too...
Caught a fish this big.
I am much too mature to engage in that kind of behavior.
You saw the... You went to see First Man, didn't you?
I saw a good bit of it, yeah.
Yeah.
did you fall asleep?
No, I had that steroid shot that day.
Oh, yes.
I was a little antsy, and I stayed as long as I could, and I left the theater. But I'll see the rest of it on my couch someday.
Well, this is a Neil Armstrong fact. Did you know that Neil Armstrong earned his master's in aeronautical engineering in 1970? Mm-hmm. If you do the math on that one, that's after he landed on
the moon.
That's
right. Wow. Because he did that in 69. How about that?
Yep. I guess when you've been to the moon, that's pretty good to get your master's in aeronautical engineering.
Yeah.
Did you know that in China, there is a man who is blind and a man with a double arm amputation? And both of them have worked together for 13 years to plant trees. Oh. The trees will help prevent flooding in their rural village, as well as help the environment in general. Hmm. So... That's really, really nice.
That's a sweet fact.
Chat effect.
Yeah. Did you know there were two German brothers? Adi and Rudolf Dassler. They worked together during World War II making...
You Hi. Rolled into his private space there, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Sometimes I just like to check the pronunciation of things.
Okay.
Hi.
They worked together during World War II making sports shoes. They had a fallout between the two of them, and they split up and started their own rivalry firms. Mm-hmm. Adi Dassler went on to form Adidas, and his brother Rudolf Dassler formed Puma.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I had never heard that before.
Do they still stay in touch, I wonder?
Probably. I would think they probably... mended those.
You would hope.
Yeah. Did you know that 90% of the pumpkins grown in the United States are raised within a 90-mile radius of Peoria, Illinois?
That also is amazing. I was surprised. We had that, I think, in a conundrum or something not that long ago, that a great majority of the pumpkins are grown in Illinois. I lived there for 25 years or so, and I never... Uh-huh.
You lived in the part where there wasn't...
Well, no, Chicago and Peoria, there's some distance there.
Did you know Scotland has an official contingency plan in case they ever catch the Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, wow. Nessie! Oh, Nessie! Tree fitty!
David, okay.
I told that Loch Ness Monster, get out of here!
It'll be cost plus 10 at the Scotland food outlet.
I have you tree fitty!
First kind of, if I know Scotland, and I don't, it involves scotch in about 350. Did you know, according to U.S. naval tradition, submarines that have not been confirmed to be destroyed are still on patrol? Since World War II, there are 52 submarine patrols that have not reported in, returned to port, or confirmed to be destroyed.
So they're officially still on patrol.
Exactly.
How about that?
That's weird.
Did you know a man by the name of Richard Norris Williams survived the sinking of the Titanic? But he spent too much time in freezing water, and the rescue doctor recommended amputation of both his legs. He refused that amputation. Then he went on to win his first tennis tournament a few months later, and he became a Wimbledon doubles champion in 1920.
He made the right call, I would say.
Yeah. Which is odd, because usually when a doctor tells me something, I'm like, hey, you know best, doc. So, did you know the Jetsons was set in the year 2062? We are now closer to that date than the original airing date of the Jetsons.
Wow, that's cool.
That's amazing.
I like that.
The original airing date of the Jetsons was 1962. And it was set in the year 2062. Did you know when the Bulgarian monarch died at 49 years old during World War II, his six-year-old son, we'll just call him Simon, became the leader? It's like Simeon? Mm-hmm. Yeah, became the leader. Shortly after, 97% of Bulgaria voted to end the monarchy in favor of a democracy. Well, in 2005, 64-year-old Simeon ran for prime minister of Bulgaria and won, making him the country's leader yet again.
How about that?
And finally, did you know there is something called the fundamental attribution error? This is a concept that describes how we blame others when bad things happen to them, but we blame external situations when bad things happen to us.
Hmm.
In other words, it's never our fault.
I know people that are like that in general.
Exactly.
Not me.
Not Ms. Hayes. No, not at all. That's it?
That is all.
All right, we hope you're paying close attention because you can win a $10 food outlet gift certificate. You know, with that, you could go in and get yourself three packages of Kaneka smoked sausage. $2.98 for the one-pound package through Tuesday at Food Outlet. Everything in the store is cost plus 10. Not cost plus 10. Cost plus 10%. I got to give you a disclaimer. We're working under less than desirable conditions this morning.
Yes, we are.
Next week, my beloved friends here will be enjoying top sirloin steak.
Yay.
And eggs. Because it's $2.97 a pound.
Yay.
Check out the price on sirloin at your current grocery store. Compare that to $2.97 a pound. It's USDA grade A. It's excellent meat. And you're going to pay a lot less for it. How about a nice weekend rump roast? Well, $2.56 a pound. You get a big one, let it cook for hours.
A big rump is good.
Yeah, with a little.
But if you like that, Rich.
Look at how nice and curvy it is.
Exactly. And also the one on the picture there that he's got. Yeah.
So you've got great options there. And fried bologna's coming up because Brian Sliced Bologna, which is an excellent brand, 4 one-pound packages for $5.
I'm glad you're going to do that again because I did not put mustard on the last one you did, and I really, really wish I had done that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will help you.
Why are you looking at me dirty?
Erase your regrets. We don't want you to go into your next year with any regrets.
I love mustard to begin with.
Solve your regret issues at Food Outlet. Three locations, postcard like Millbrook on Highway 14. on Main Street in the preferred community on Coliseum Boulevard. I'll see you there Sunday morning around 7:45 taking pictures in the chicken tender department.
Baby Graham.
For the Wonder Dog at Food Outlet. Now, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Going back to the two German brothers who were working together in World War II making sports shoes. They had a big fallout between each other, and they went on to make two different shoe companies. What were those two companies?
Good question. If you remember those two names, call us at 272-9228. 272-9228 immediately and win that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. First caller with the correct answer wins. 272-9228 if you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel. That's Arieco, Tristris, Cuatro, Dos, Eidos, the Webe, Dos, Dos, Ocho.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. All the roadways, the color of money this morning, bright green, looking good. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn are all clear. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You shot 93.1 FM. Jay is answering the phone, and we have somebody who would like to win today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. And Zach, you get first crack at it. Can you name those two companies we're looking for?
Would it be Adidas and Puma?
Correct.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Just like $10 of free shopping and Food Outlet for you.
Thank you, thank you.
Please hang on. Now, we'll have another chance for you to win a little bit later after 8 o'clock when we do today's conundrum. And, or Brain Buster. I may change the name of it. I've been looking at a lot of different...
Brain Buster, your mind is just working like crazy over
time. It's like I said on TV, if you're green, you grow. You're ripe, you're right. You do the same thing day after day. You know, yeah, but...
It's a croc.
Let's say good morning to Serena.
Good morning. I got to get my speed dial a little faster, I think.
Oh, hey, can I throw a question at you real quick?
Yes.
90% of the pumpkins are grown within 90 miles of what American city?
Illinois.
Yeah, but do you know what city in Illinois?
Oh, Lenore? No.
Starts with a P.
Peoria.
Show me
another one.
There's a P in Illinois, too.
You want one more?
One more.
Okay. Texas Instruments is
3%.
3%? That's it.
Wow. There you go.
Well, hey, Serena, my brain's working today. Yay. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Serena. Have a great weekend. Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi.
We didn't win, but we wanted to say hello.
Because we like saying Tracy!
I appreciate it. So, Morton, Illinois, which is really close to Peoria, is like the pumpkin capital, and they have a festival in the fall called the Pumpkin Festival.
Oh, nice.
So, you're right. It is very, very popular there.
Did you carve a lot of pumpkins when you were growing up and stuff like that?
I did some.
Yeah. Did you ever fry? You put them in the oven? You bake the seeds? Yeah. Did you ever do that?
Yes.
Boy, I hate that gook though. The gook inside of a.
Yeah.
Instead of a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And it's not just that it's disgusting to hold. It's like pulling the brains out of somebody's head.
Yeah.
But you got to really scrape with vigor. The inside of the pumpkin, the pumpkin skull, to get all of that stuff out.
Bigger.
Because if you leave it in, it spoils and it, oh, it's rancid.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, thank you for the insight,
Tracy. Thank you, Tracy.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See ya. All right, have a great weekend.
Duncan and Son Predictathon number 8 for this football season coming up.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Kind of caught in a squeeze play between two fronts. One on the coast with moisture riding up and over it. That's why we have the clouds out there today. Another one on the way. It's way up around Minneapolis today, but it is barreling down quickly. And by tomorrow morning, it'll be around Cape Girardeau. And by tomorrow evening, it'll be right around Montgomery. So it's got a long way to go between Minneapolis and Montgomery, but it's going to do it between now and 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Today, mostly cloudy with a high temperature upper 70s to around 80. We should be dry. Tonight, mostly cloudy. If there is a shower tonight, it'll be in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours ahead of that strong cold front that's going to be moving through the area. Tomorrow's high 78. Cloudy tomorrow night, then clearing later on tomorrow night. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. By first thing on Sunday morning. Then Sunday is a breezy, cooler day with sunshine, high 67, mid-40s by dawn on Monday morning. And then Monday's a great day, comfortable with a high around 71, maybe a few spotty showers returning by about Tuesday or Wednesday. Right now, cloudy. East winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 63 at 738.
Mentioned a few minutes back that every Sunday morning I'm on the way to Food Outlet. At around 7:45 on the way, I pass John Lee Paints, just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard. I always check their sign. Even if I don't need paints, I always like to see the words of inspiration on there. And they just put new ones up, and I try to memorize them, but by this point in the week, eh. But inside John Lee Paints, and that's what I'm here to tell you about, you'll find not only the best paint on the planet, which is Richard, scientifically formulated to give you that professional result, and the advice that you should never buy paint on a discount, because you're going to get a discount result, and you're going to wind up maybe having to put two or three coats on to cover with a cheaper paint, and that's your time. And if you put a price tag on your time, that's crazy to do it that way. At John Lee Paints, they can also advise you on the best options as far as what to do to prep the service, if it needs to be prepped at all. Do you have to patch holes in things because a temperamental person put a hole in the wall? They can cover you with all of that and the advice on how to do it correctly so you don't have to repeat it. They also have a staff that's well-versed at every aspect, so there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. Everything you need for a great result and a checklist just to double-check and make sure is at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, north of Atlanta Highway. Tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. It is 7:39. The Duncan and Zumbra Predictathon is next.
Has been visiting some of its finalist cities as it narrows the list for its second headquarters. An announcement is expected before the new year. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon executives have visited New York City, Newark, New Jersey, and Chicago over the past couple of months. It's also been following up with Miami and locations in the Washington, D.C. area. More upbeat earnings news. Honeywell's summer quarter was stronger than expected. Procter & Gamble's sales and earnings top forecasts. Clothing company VF, which makes the Timberland and North Face brands, also is reporting strong numbers. Walt Disney is planning some new resorts. A nature-themed location will open in 2022 at Walt Disney World. It's also working on a Star Wars resort. The Dow was down 322 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 157. S&P lost 40. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quantity Citgo Dry Clean Gasoline.
United Food.
Talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, talk black and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning, Chief.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all rise in respect for the best unranked team in college football. I thought I'd throw a cookie out there.
Why would you hurt your friend like that?
I said they were the best unranked team. That's a compliment, isn't it?
Don't you want to continue your friendship with Mitch?
Yeah, I sure do.
The heck with me.
I've got three. All right. If I'm going to have to look at sourpusses.
Well, I mean, you did it to yourself.
What did I just say on TV this morning? When you green, you grow, you ripe, you rot. You do the same thing every day, every week. Change it up once in a while. So right. I did, and now I'm getting grief.
I am.
Everybody hates me.
Sorry, Dad.
It's okay, son.
It's okay.
We're both, neither one of us is feeling particularly.
Our coach sucks.
You guys.
Our coach sucks.
I want to show Mitch what I just put up.
I showed him.
Did you?
About having trouble with your coach? Call me, Auburn.
Yeah.
Alexander Shinar.
Alexander Shinar.
Me too.
Who?
Called him 2 weeks ago.
The buyout is $32 million, but that's all everybody's talking about is how do we get rid of Gus?
$32 million they owe him
buyout.
Yep.
Because $32 million
because they just gave him a contract extension after he beat Alabama.
Oh,
I think it's like 16 up front, and then they can finance the rest, you know, for 4 or 5 years or whatever it is.
$16 million up front.
Yeah.
Wow, maybe the university will win the lottery.
he's awful. Spent.
Well, I think you know we have not had a winner yet this year. This is so far past our record. It's unbelievable. And I think last week you probably blame it on the fact that most people reasonably expected Auburn would beat Tennessee. So what did you see go wrong?
Tennessee, Alabama this week. That those used to be 6-3. You remember, over the years?
I mean, those were very close. It's one of the reasons my mom and stepdad got married, because they wanted to, he has tickets to the Bama games.
Oh, it won't be 6-3 this year.
That's why they...
She married him for his tickets?
No, she didn't marry him for his tickets. Her birthday is October 21st, and Alabama and Tennessee normally play the third Saturday of October.
That's right.
So they got, he wanted to take her. They weren't married, and they were the three of us. So mm-hmm. Mom's like, I'm not leaving my kids going out of state with some guy I'm not married to. So they got married and celebrated their 30th anniversary on the 13th.
How about
and they
that?
Went to go see the Alabama Tennessee game, because that was a big deal, and yeah. Now it doesn't seem like it's been such a big deal
because Tennessee sucks. and they beat Auburn last week.
It's so Tennessee. It's Auburn? Tennessee hate week.
I know.
They low down. They snitches.
Rich said Tennessee
sucks.
Yes, yeah, I thought he said. So anyway, we still have a six-pack of the works. Now, Mitch, you describe what that package includes, and if somebody does win a six-pack of these with the correct prediction on the Alabama-Tennessee game, mm-hmm. that they can use them for themselves, their business, their friends, however. Yep. Bribe your boss, whatever. What does that include?
Oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection, vacuum out the car.
Yes.
And they'll be sweet to it. They've always been sweet to Betty White.
That's right.
And they'll call your car by its name.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I'd call and be like, hey, I've got some time. Is Betty right? Is my car ready? I'll come pick it up. And they're like, who is this? I'm like, oh, it's Emily. And they'll say, oh, yeah, Betty White's ready. She's out front. I'm like,
is that so?
I'm a very excitable person.
Yes, you are.
Now, somebody's got to speak to Alabama going to Tennessee. Now, look, you can't assume that victory, because if Tennessee can beat Auburn,
yeah, you can.
I don't like to assume anything after watching LSU take down the number two team in the nation, Georgia.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
Right,
well,
and that's Georgia's got the Alabama tendencies right now because they've got Kirby. Mm-hmm. So, I don't count my chickens before they hatch.
I see.
I don't think you'll have any problem this week.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, it's
bless
gonna be
him.
It's gonna
or
be a
week
massacre.
After that, or the
it's
week
gonna
after
be a massacre. Yeah. You need one of those Texas Instruments calculators. This weekend.
Well, I mean, Todd only scored 39 points in his most recent win. That was their lowest of the year.
Oh, I'm worried.
I mean, normally we get that in the first half.
Yeah.
I think our average is like 40 points in the first half of the game, and we didn't. Obviously, we didn't. Their teachable moments. You know, Coach likes to have those teachable moments.
Is Tua back, or is he still?
I don't know. I don't know.
He was injured? Was he hurt?
What happened? I think he slid, like.
He did that baseball slide thing, and it's like, I don't know if it's his hammy or
something.
But
Coach yelled at him.
In, so.
Yeah, they got Jalen as that's a nice backup.
Yeah. Well, you know, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be, too prideful.
He's the left-handed guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
There was
absolutely.
He had a receiver who literally had the defender on his back. There wasn't an inch of room between them, and he
just right.
It actually was a line drive type of toss, not a lob, and I mean he threaded the needle. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've always loved watching quarterbacks who have that kind of accuracy, not just good luck. So who is Auburn playing this weekend?
Auburn is playing at 11 a.m. That means it's not very important.
It's when you start playing
at Ole Miss.
It's when you start playing those 7 a.m. games that. Now, Ole Miss.
That's in Mississippi.
Well, I have a question because I posted something about an Ole Miss professor, one of the universities there, mm-hmm. yesterday. Not that. There, that's not. Is that the University
of Mississippi? That's Ole Miss.
Well, I hope you beat their ass.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
If you want to find out why I hope you beat their ass, take a look at the post I put up.
Ole Miss
yesterday.
Professor calls for unprecedented incivility and theft against GOP senators.
Yeah, this is a professor in college
in a southern school.
Specifically, yes. Specifically telling students.
Not UCLA.
Stick your fingers in their salad, take the food off their plates, take it to go, spread it around. And the guy, if you see his face, you'd understand he looks like a goofball. I mean, I don't want to get too political here, but I was like, really? This is what's mentoring people for a career? This kind of idiot? So I really want to see you guys lay it on Ole Miss this weekend. That being the case.
Well, I mean, there's always a chance that you could beat Ole Miss, and Auburn knows they have to win something. So it is possible.
That'd be nice.
Well, again, that six-pack of the works is yours if you're the first person to predict the correct outcome of the Alabama-Tennessee game. Mm-hmm. The contest closes at kickoff. What time is Alabama?
That's playing? The 2:30 CBS game.
Oh, okay.
That's the big...
All right, so and all the football action will be done by nighttime. So
look at the guy, Michigan State at 11 a.m. How about that?
That's interesting.
I'm just kind of surprised about that. Yeah.
Are either of those teams having a good year?
Michigan's
well,
up there.
Well, it's always a big rivalry, you know. It's a huge rivalry.
Remember one of the biggest games when I was growing up was Michigan State and Notre Dame because they were both like ranked 1 and 2. It was a huge buildup, and they ended up tying 10-10. Back in the days when...
Big evening game is Mississippi State at LSU. That's always a big game in the West because that can be wild, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I mentioned changing things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is we're going to play Donica Knight's War Eagle going into the 8 o'clock.
How about you? Oh. Look at you.
And the Tide song coming out do a little bit differently. Predictathon is on my Facebook page. Now, let's take a quick look and see what some of the early predictions are calling for. We've already had 20. 65-0 Alabama.
I think that's just a little...
That's
come
a little
on.
Excessive. How about 65-3?
Yeah. That's closer.
Yeah, most of these look like for a pretty wide margin of victory. But thank you, Rachel Glasscock, for that prediction. And good luck to you. I really want
you, sir.
I am going to be pulling for Auburn to just beat the absolute snot out of Ole Miss this weekend. That'll be great.
Should be a tough one.
And say hi to the gang over there on Bell Road. Don Duncan also with a new location in postcard-like Millbrook, adding to the postcard-like civility of this
charming town. I mean, I moved there, and it's just been gangbusters for Millbrook ever since.
It has been amazing. And, of course, on Bell Road and downtown at 408 Madison. And if you need an accommodation to get your car serviced, just ask at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Say hi to your dad.
I will.
I guess he wasn't able to call in this morning, but he is on vacation, right?
Yeah, he is.
And it's well-earned. So we will see you next... No, next week is the bye week.
Yes, it is.
Bye.
It's the bye week for Alabama and Auburn, which is the perfect time to have a stock the bar shower.
Oh.
Because nobody has any football obligations that day.
And that other
day.
Thing going
on.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of blurbs this morning. 200 block of Fulmer Parkway and 2900 East Boulevard. That'll be just south of Vaughn Road. Everything else looking real good around the boulevard. Don't see anything on the interstate systems. And it looks like the 31s are all clear, along with Atlanta Highway. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you ever find yourself starring in Mr.
Waka Waka
Traffic Reports, you may need the services of a body shop, and when that time comes, we urge you to bring your car to Montgomery Paint and Body because it all amounts to the outcome. And when you get your car back from them, they have done everything possible, no shortcuts, to make it a jaw-dropping experience. In other words, you're going to look at a car that's maybe never looked better since the day you bought it.
Right.
And that's what they strive to do. We have all used MPB.
Oh.
And they're so good, their reputation is so strong, thanks to Donnie and Brandon Turner, that when our boss, who loves his car...
He does.
I mean, that's his baby, and when some idiot pulled out and put a dent in his left rear quarter panel, mm-hmm. he called me while I was on the air asking for Donnie Turner's number. Got to get my car over there, because you want the best. And that's what you're entitled to get, especially because you pay those insurance premiums. Don't let the adjuster steer you wrong. Just tell them, I'm taking it to Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Any questions, call 27-WRECK with AW. We salute the War Eagle Nation with Donica Knight's song, Fox News, and then we're coming back with Roll Tide Roll.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
I don't know very many people who can say that they love their financial institution. Do you? No, I'm really asking. Do you love your financial institution? Have you ever even thought about it? Well, why not? I mean, it's a relationship like any other, right? It should be. And I'm here to tell you, I love Max. Max is everything I could ever want from a financial partner. Or any relationship for that matter. Friendly, caring, smart, loyal, helpful, dependable, respectable. I could go on, but I think you get what I mean. Max focuses on three main things when it comes to their relationships. Hospitality, making every customer feel like family. Integrity, they will always do what's right. And simplicity, they simply make life easier. That's what's most important to Max, and that's what matters most to me. Yeah, I love my financial institution. Do you? Max. Smart money made simple. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort. Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, a big